They have the talk pigeon now.
Yeah, each time it's changing.
Yeah.
It's changing.
That's why I'm really interested in. You reckon you could tell me something about how you think it's changed over the time you've been around.
Yeah. See, the pigeon now is like, you know, now they're getting a little bit better. You know what I mean? People now can understand what you're talking about. Before, you know, you start talking pigeon. Sure. It's like really people that come from the hills.
Yeah.
You know.
Come
from the hills. You know, like up here. Like I would say up here.
Oh.
You know.
Like what would you call in the hills? You mean kind of living back up there?
Oh, I mean right here.
Oh.
It's the hills, right?
This is hills. Yeah.
We stand about on the beach. Uh-huh. People on the beach talk different. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Because they're near the main road, huh?
Yeah. They talk different over here.
They
talk really different.
Yeah.
You know. And we come up here, I mean, we can understand what they're talking about. Mm. Now, over here now, they talk not as fast like how they used to, you know.
Yeah,
like, you know,
couldn't
understand what they were talking about, you know. Now they can understand what they're talking about now, you know, really.
But you ever had any you never had any trouble understanding what anyone was saying?
No.
Like an old, look, supposing you met a very old Japanese guy. You know some of these, they speak a kind of mixed stuff. You can understand that, okay?
Oh, yes.
You can?
Well, of course, yeah.
No trouble.
Japanese, Filipino, you know, they've been here on the islands for a while.
Yeah.
I understand them, you know. Japanese, Filipino, Chinese, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever nationality.
When you say they've been here a while, like kind of how long, you mean?
Like they were like, you know, when they came over from, like, you know, like I would say Japanese, they came from Japan.
Yeah.
The old people, like, you know.
Yeah.
The way they talk is different. Yeah. Which is, they try to pick up the pigeon language over here, you know, try to speak English, but you know, it's pigeon, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too fast talk like that.
So,
this is how we get along with all these people, you know, we understand what they're talking about, you know, because we were born and, you know, we grew up with them, you know?
Yeah.
Grew up with all these people.
Yeah. You think there's a lot of difference between, say, the way a Filipino would talk and the way a Japanese would talk, both talking pigeon, like, you could tell which was which?
Yes.
Just without seeing them, huh?
Yes.
Just by the way they talk.
Yeah.
How would you tell?
How you can tell because of the accent. The accent of the people talking, like, you know, like for Japanese, they have a different accent.
You can give me a kind of example, the kind of thing you mean?
Sure, sure, sure. Japanese, like, you know, you're going to say, aso, you know.
You think they say aso except on the movies?
Yeah, the same thing. Oh,
really?
Yeah, sure.
Local Japanese?
Yeah, local Japanese. Aso, you know, boi-san.
Oh, what?
Boi-san.
What's that? Boi-san.
Boi-san. That's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And all that,
sure, if they say something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we understand, like, the Filipino, like, Filipino, you would, you know, you expect, like, you know, they come up to you, they say, like, oh, boy, how are you today? I say, fine. You know. Long time I no look yo. You know. That's how they speak, man, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's how, you know, they have their accent. It's a difference between the Japanese and the Filipinos, you know, different, man.
Yeah. Right. You're part Hawaiian, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that on the whole, as my experience on the whole, that like if you get, say, an old Hawaiian, an old Filipino, an old Japanese, the old Japanese will be the hardest to understand, the old Filipino will be a little less hard, and the old Hawaiian is probably the least hard to understand when he speaks pigeon.
Pigeon?
What do you think that's true, or not?
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm getting it right.
Sure.
Yeah.
For instance, like you're talking about an old Hawaiian. Okay. They're going to see you. Hey, but how are you? Long time no see. Portuguese are the same thing. They most talk like the Hawaiians, you know.
You think there's a lot of similarity between those two?
Yeah. Between the Portuguese and the Hawaiians, yeah, they can get along because, you know, they know what's happening. But, the Japanese and the Filipinos, Chinese, nah, man.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're all different, you know, because they sound different, because you know, they try to pick up everything.
Yeah.
But the Hawaiians over here, the Hawaiians and the Portuguese, we can pick up the language.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Can pick them up.
It doesn't matter, you know, what language it is, but we can understand, you know, what's happening over here.
Yeah.
You know, all the different kind of people.
Yeah.
It's like when Holly, when he come over here, You go, hey, bro, how's it? The other guy said, bro. You know, bloody mine, huh?
Yeah. Hey, can you tell me something? Can you tell me something? You know the word shaka? Where's that come from? That's not a Hawaiian word.
Shaka.
Shaka is not a Hawaiian word.
Shaka is pigeon.
Yeah, I know it's pigeon. But where's it come from? What does it mean originally? Who started it?
Shaka started off with, what's his name now?
Not Lippy Spender.
Lippy Spender.
That story is true. I wanted to check that. A guy told me that
Spender
this morning.
Was the first dude, you know.
He invented it?
Yeah.
Right off his head like that, he invented the word.
You see, the guy, you know, he no bullshit, you know what I mean? He's the guy that, you know, he get right into it.
Yeah.
I mean, he no bull lie everybody. He just let it out. Lay it out. What, how he feels, he just lay him out. Shaka, brother.
But how come it catch on, sir?
Huh?
How come it catch on, like everybody use it now,
huh? Why everybody use it? Because everybody know it is. You know what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, because you know, because the thing was going on for a long time, but people don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, shaka. How's it? You know, all that
how
stuff.
How long ago since he started this? You wouldn't know how long it took to spread?
I would say, Lippe Spinder, I would say about 10 years.
10 years it took.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
10 years. And then he just was, when we know, that's my brother, you know? He just know what to say, you know?
Yeah. Do you find when you're talking to people that you change the way you talk according to who the person is? Like, for
that's
instance, the way you're talking to me now is not the way you'd be talking, say, to another Hawaiian or Filipino or so forth.
Because I'll tell you why.
I
can go with the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can handle the people, like, you know, Filipino, Japanese, like this. I just know how to flow. You know, flow with these guys.
Yeah.
They're nice people.
But,
you know, you just have to know.
Yeah.
You know what's happening. I mean, I can flow with them.
Sure.
You know, I can talk, you understand what they're talking. I can repeat. Repeat them. You know, like I would say, imitate.
Mm-hmm.
I would imitate them. That's what this is the thing. This is what teaching English is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You imitate another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you'd feel funny if you did that. Would you feel funny if I asked you, suppose I asked you to say, you know, talk to me as if you thought I was a Filipino, or as if you thought I was a Japanese or whatever. You think you could
if you can get into it, you know what I mean?
If I can get into it. I can't get into it. That's the trouble. You'd have to do it on your own.
I'm going to see, like, you know, with you.
You've got to have feedback for this.
That's
I know.
Right.
But just try.
I mean, you just come into it. I mean, whatever you want to tell me.
Well, yes, say, imagine I'm Filipino and I ask you, you know, kind of, I wouldn't know what a Filipino would ask you anyway, so. That's right, tell me a story. Let's talk story.
Okay.
And you could talk story, like you could tell me the kind of story that you might hear from a Filipino or you might hear from a Japanese. Like, Japanese got a lot of funny, spooky stories. Like
spooky stories?
Yeah.
Japanese and Filipino?
Well, Hawaiian's the best spooky stories, but Japanese
are
awesome.
I don't like going to like a heavy street, but you can go out for me because, you know, hot time is, you know, all spooky like that.
Yeah. You think that's a bad time? You're bullshitting me. You're bullshitting me, man. Come on, let's no, you really don't like talking about spook stories? Yeah, man.
Huh? Kapaloka, you like a Kapaloka,
yeah? Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay,
is that?
You want good Kapaloka. Uh-huh. Okay, let's see, you won't believe it though.
I believe it.
You do?
Curious.
Yeah.
You think I know there's a lot of things people have told me, so many stories in these islands. And they clearly believe them, and I can't explain how they could happen. Man, I'm not a skeptic at all. I just say I don't know. But I'm prepared to believe anything. Yeah.
Even bullshit, eh?
Even wow. not if I smell it. Even time.
Yeah. Nah,
anyway,
let me go.
Let me go.
I'm not going to bullshit you.
No.
Go on. Wow. I mean, what can you like know first, man? Filipino, Japanese?
No, you said there was
whatever.
A story. You said you're, is that your wife? Yeah?
Huh?
Is that your wife?
No.
Oh,
it's all my
sister.
It's all my good friends. Like,
sorry.
You know.
She said there was a name of a story she mentioned by name that she asked you to tell. But I don't think you want to tell it. Huh? She doesn't want to tell it.
Oh, that one. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Now I got to go through that shit. All right.
You don't want it? That's okay. Tell something else if you don't want it.
Yeah, I know. You better turn off your little mic because...
Uh-oh. Because what?
Yeah, I got to think what I'm going to say. Okay, this is where I live, you know.
Uh-huh.
Where I live.
Uh
Uh-huh. Not on the beach.
Yeah.
On the beach where I live, you know, there's a big bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how the trains used to go across before.
Uh-huh.
And the Hawaiians used to live across the river.
Yeah.
You know, there was a stream running down like that. And the people live across the river.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Guys used to go there, used to get drunk. You know, the Hawaiians just drink the kind of kikapu like that. You know what kikapu is?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just suck them up like that, and they just get drunk.
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean? And then we get too drunk, they, you know, not gonna make them home. You know? So they guys just sleep on the rails. Like,
yeah.
You know, just put the head on the rail. Like. So that's the train dangerous. Coming down, like, they're coming downhill, like, you know.
Yeah.
They come pretty fast. So we gotta, they have to go up on other hills. See? Yeah. Going down fast on the, you know, going downhill. So mm-hmm. they try to beat up, you know, make it to the next hill, right? Mm-hmm. And then, that's when Hawaiian on the, you know, on the rail, like, sleeping, like, too late, you know, mm-hmm. on the mobile, you mm-hmm. know, cut the head off, like, you know.
Wow.
You know, and later on, you see the guys, all the guys on the train, like, that. You used to see all these guys used to walk on the tracks, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I mean, with the head on, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, without the head, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Used to walk on the tracks.
Uh-huh. They used to see him at night?
Yeah.
What time at night? Any special time at night?
Yeah. What do you call it? Well, you know, the Hawaiians call it Pokani.
Yeah.
Pokani night. See, the moon got to be real, you know, real skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like a banana moon. You hardly can see the moon, but you know, you can see one. Skinny
yeah.
moon, eh?
Yeah.
So it's the only time the Hawaiians call it Pokani.
Mm.
So all the Hawaiians, they come out nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
All the kind of market kind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They come outside, they sing, they beat drums, they block on shells, and all that kind. But you know, everywhere I live, you know, they all do that shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All the Hawaiians, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still carrying coffins like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coffins. You carry all the coffins, like dead people.
Yeah.
And everywhere I live, like, you know, the guys, they come with the, what do you call the Hawaiians, they patrol at night, what you call the warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
the warriors. And then the king move during the time, say, where I live, they think go right to the shower house.
Really?
Yeah, we got a shower house right in the way on the trail, see?
Yeah.
It's a mistake we made, we put them on the trail.
Oh, I think
so.
So
they think
go
right to the trail. Sometimes you feel them when they come through the trail, you know what I mean? Oh,
yeah.
You're taking a shower.
Yeah.
You can feel the people going through, but, you know, you just move on the side. You know, like, wow.
When you feel, what do you feel exactly?
You feel like, you know, somebody is pushing you on the side. Like
push?
That. Yeah.
Not that you don't like feel that. Any kind of thing, like you feel a sort of cold sensation? Or
no, no cold sensation. Like just no cold sensation.
Just actual physical.
Yeah, because you just feel like, you know, somebody just push you on the side, like, you know, you're taking a shower.
So you stand back.
Yeah.
You just nothing happens.
On the side like this that you know. Like, we know.
Yeah.
Know what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's going through the whole thing, see?
Yeah.
You know, it's the line, it's the time to move.
Yeah.
So by the time you know about it, you go find out, hey,
uh-huh.
what night is this?
Yeah.
Everybody go to the calendar, they look at them, they say, Pokani. I
said, wow.
I go, nah. I said, what's happening?
Yeah.
I said, they went to the trail. I see the shower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Went to the shower.
How come you built your shower there?
By mistake. By mistake. No,
you
did it by mistake.
Isn't it bad luck or something?
No, it's not bad luck. The only thing is, you know, we think that, you know, something, you know, like a big thing, like, you know, the chiefs, like, you know, I never see them, you know, before, you know what I mean? Like, I can imagine how it was, you know.
Mm.
They send the warriors ahead,
mm-hmm.
clear the trail, so all the east can go through it, you know?
Sure.
So, when they clear the trail, then the royal come through, you know? Then the royal come through.
Yeah.
So since like I was in the way, so they pushed me on the side.
That's all.
Yeah. They pushed me on the side, let the league go, but you see, you don't know, but you get a funny feeling because when they push you, you can feel it. You can feel the weight because they push.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel the push, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's nobody there, but you know, you just make off balance, like,
you know,
push against the wall, you know? Coming through, right in the line, we saw right direct on the trail.
You feel scared when this happens? Or nothing? Just
well, kind right, of for sure. If you look at me, I'm one brave guy because this dude is going to make it. You know what I mean, brother?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to make it to the door. I mean, if the door's the lock, I broke the lock. You know what I mean? Yeah. I broke them. You know what I mean? Hey, get away, yeah, man. You know? I look at stand there, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't book a man kind of stuff. I don't understand, man. I don't get you.
I don't understand.
Look at handle like a stuff, man.
Yeah.
Anything that was dead and anything moving, man. I gonna move too. I'm more fast, you know what I mean? I'm more speed.
Yeah.
You see me now and now you don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the previous guy in the whole family, you know? Mm. I mean, they love me. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm a brave guy, honest.
Yeah.
Fuck, I see anything like that, I make it, man. I'm not kidding you, man. Fuck a man and me don't get along. Because me are real, he not.
Oh, shit. Right on. How about kahunas?
Kahuna.
You think there's good kahunas and bad kahunas? You think there's two kinds of kahuna, huh?
I tell you the best kahuna. I tell you. See, everybody used to hear about all these kahunas like that, you know. Everybody, the kahuna, they're going zing, you know, paralyzed, you get all kind of jammed up, you know. Crooked hand, crooked mouth, or you paralyzed, and all that kind of, you hear all about that, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this Hawaiian, we know this kind of stuff like that. The Holy Spirit comes, see?
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit educate the Hawaiians, you right on, right on.
Yeah.
Right on. They've been educated the Hawaiians, so good. So I knew. Every time the guys talk about kahuna, kahuna, you gonna kahuna me? Wait,
come
on. I will get my gun, I shoot him. Boom!
Yeah.
Holy kahuna, more strong, yeah?
Could be right.
That's right?
Yeah.
Holy kahuna, more strong.
Yeah.
See, because you mouth off, you can mouth because the people can, that's all they know about. Yeah. You say get something more powerful, and so Holy's been coming on gun, they been shoot all the kahunas.
Yeah.
Boom!
For sure.
Fall down. But they been fall down.
Mm-mm.
So the Hawaiians, they go look like this, they go, yeah. Gee, Akama, you know this Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Now that's how the Hawaiians will turn around and say, okay, now we're going to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
So you get Honolulu, look at Honolulu. Jam up already, yeah?
Sure.
Jam up Honolulu, man.
Yeah, I know.
They're shooting everybody, man.
Think that's going to come here as the population
for
spreads
sure,
over?
For sure, brother. Yeah,
that's how you
no
feel
doubt
about that?
What do I feel about that?
Yeah.
Hey, what can I say?
I don't know. What can you do is more than that.
What can you say? You was
I
in a world.
I can't say
anything. You come from one world. Yeah. You come from the biggest island.
Yeah.
Where you from?
I'm from England.
England. Say look at you. You come from a big island.
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest island you come from, and then you hit one small little island like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
What can you do?
You go like this, huh? The state of Hawaii. Eight of them. Small little thing like that.
Yeah.
Against one thing like that. Yeah. Hear me, man. That's the island. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this one's spot.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
I see what you mean. But I don't know what you can do about it.
You cannot do anything, man.
I guess not.
Nothing. We just one spot. But it's a beautiful spot. And
truly.
They're destroying it.
Truly. I know they are. And that's a bitch.
Look at that in front of you, man.
Yeah.
You see
I
that?
Know. I know. This, I think, is the
that's
most
real,
beautiful
man.
Of all the islands. Yeah.
That's true.
For sure.
People gotta see that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Even our local, even our own kind of local people.
Yeah.
This is the hassle we have with, you know, with the local Hollies and, in Japanese. Because, you know why? Because people don't get themselves involved with nature, you know, we gotta see
them. They don't appreciate that, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because they get uptight on the outside, jobs and everything. They fight each other and they gonna run around. They go in a bar, they drink, they fight for what, you know what I mean? Come on, say, yeah, look at this.
Uh-huh.
You know, sit down with that over there.
Yeah.
That's real. When you sit down with that, just stay by yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you stay by yourself.
Yeah.
Stay by yourself, you look at that, you go, oh, wow. You come outside, you mellow.
That's true.
You come home, mellow. So people over here, no, can, bro.
Uh-huh.
That's how they all fucked up now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They fucked up, the people here. This is paradise. Yeah. People, Honolulu is paradise. The only thing is get away from it, outside, man.
Yeah.
Get inside of the whole thing. See them?
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah. You often go up on right in the mountains on your own?
Brother, that's my home.
Right in there. You hunt up there?
Huh? I hunt, I hike, I do everything.
You do? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How's it up there? Pig? Goat? You hunt goat up there too? Guy was telling me the other day about goat hunting. It's a dangerous thing, huh?
I tell you, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a hunter, really.
Not really. Mm. You don't like to kill things.
I'm a freak.
Oh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I love nature.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And anything I see, birds.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to kill it?
No.
Well, that's fair enough.
You know, just look at them.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You look at that, they're beautiful. The only thing is, I just don't like to see people destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you take them, take them.
Mm-hmm.
But don't hit them and don't take them. You know what I mean?
I know.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Just don't leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Take the whole thing. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's like a bird. When you see one bird, I've been in the hills up there, man. I see okay birds, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's so wonderful and beautiful they are, man.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I never see birds down here. You know,
no.
It's up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, mm-hmm. I see. I've been through these hills, man. All in these hills. I've been through this.
Yeah.
I see Kauai enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my home now.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It's my home. That's what I say. You see what I say? Where's your home?
Uh-huh.
Right there. Because it's there.
You ever been right to the top, Mount Wiley?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah? Wettest sure. spot on earth?
Yeah.
It was raining when you were up there?
Mm-hmm.
It always rains up there.
I went up there the first time. I went up there. It was nice, beautiful day. Perfect day.
Oh, yeah?
Perfect. Perfect day.
Uh-huh.
Next day was
boom.
Drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Then rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heavy. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That was wonderful. So
mm-hmm.
perfect. So
mm-hmm.
perfect. I understand why it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why it's so wet. Because that place mm-hmm. never stopped raining.
Mm-hmm.
That place rained.
Yeah. But you live on the beach. I guess you're, I bet you're a fisherman.
I am.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
much.
Yes. Yeah.
I love fishing.
Uh-huh.
I love fishing.
How you fish? From the shore or boat or what?
Yeah. From the shore and from the boat. You know.
All both. Uh-huh.
Small boats, you know. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah. Small boat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What'd you get out there? Did you get any sharks out there?
Sharks?
Uh-uh-uh.
Oh, sharks, yeah, we get.
Ever give any trouble?
I don't blame them.
Oh, I don't blame them. No, I said, did they ever give any trouble?
Yeah.
They do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You ever been in difficulties with when you're swimming with a shark? You know, you hear stories about people getting attacked by sharks.
Yeah.
Has this ever happened in 21 around here?
It's same thing like up here, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Fish eat fish.
Sure.
Human. Kill human.
Oh yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like in the water.
Uh-huh.
So if we get, like we go in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean I can talk to you about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ocean is it's the most beautiful world, man.
Yeah.
You get under there, you know what I mean? It's a beautiful world.
You go under, you got a scuba
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
You dive.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lovely.
And we see the whole thing on the bottom. We can understand why.
Mm.
You know, we can understand why. It's like people up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They preserve place like for fishes, like how they preserve, like, you know, like people like, yeah, we're going to make one hotel over here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The same thing like the fishes, like, you know, they say, we're going to preserve this place and we're going to build this in the water.
Yeah.
You know. And in the water, the fish is...
Yeah.
It's higher than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I call tuna, like yellowfin.
Uh-huh.
Higher than me.
Yeah.
Weigh about 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I think it's about that big around.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever catch one?
Yeah. I catch them.
It's trouble to catch.
I caught them.
Mm-hmm.
I caught them already. Hanging them out.
Man, there's a lot of weight to put in, huh?
And for me to hear like that, you know.
Yeah.
For me to that mm-hmm. car, you know, pull them right up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, really, really a gaff like this.
Mm-hmm.
The shark come over.
Got it. Left your half, huh?
I got only the head.
You got the head, you got the tail?
Just the head, man.
So oh, he got the body, too?
He took the whole thing.
All but the head.
300
Shit.
Pounds, man.
So that's a lot of fish to lose.
I put him on board, and I look
yeah.
at him, and I say,
yeah.
Yeah, hey, no can handle this guy, man. Wow. And a hammerhead.
Yeah.
Him, you know. Tiger sharks, we meet tiger sharks, we hit on the surface.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Because mahi-mahi is like that. Mahi-mahi is like that. We're pulling them in. Mahi-mahi is a frisky
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fish,
from the
know.
Surface, yeah.
Yeah, she stay on the surface and she fly, man. She fly and you got to bring them in. You
Just
know how to do it, you know, just bring them in. You bring them right up to the, go right about the boat, and maybe the mahi, maybe I would say, maybe be about 90 pounds, like for me. Oh shit, it's a pretty long fish, it's not a narrow fish.
Yeah.
But it's long, but it's wide. Mm. But,
I know,
the shark take them off like that, like tiger shark. Take them halfway, and gone.
Yeah,
stand about 6 feet. I mean, I only about 5 feet ten. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 6 feet, and you see the bug wipe you out. I got a small head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Take this part off, man. That's me. Only head. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No body. Shark just grab the whole thing.
Shit.
Yeah. It's big, man. Let me tell you out there, man.
Tiger shark comes out big.
Tiger shark, the biggest tiger shark, I would say, come up to about 18.
So big.
18 feet.
Mm. That's nasty. Yeah. No wonder he can eat a big tuna.
Sure.
Shit.
You can eat one big tuna. Yeah. It's like nothing. It's like toothpick, man.
Mm.
Toothpick.
Yeah. But you're going under the water too, huh? Did you ever have any kind of scary times when you were under the water? Like, you ever get a feeling you're out at sea and you thought you weren't going to make it back to shore?
We'll make it back to shore?
That's happened to me once or twice. I've been out swimming. I swim too far.
If I make it back to shore, I make them back home.
Oh, I made it too. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But you sometimes think you're going to make it, huh?
Yeah.
You had a really close call?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. Tell me about it.
Very close calls like that, currents.
Oh, yeah.
Moving like 50 to 60 miles an hour.
So fast?
Fast.
How you swim against it?
You drop in here like now, you drop in the water right now, then you end up at a post in about a minute. You pass that pole.
Yeah.
You're gone.
But they say if you don't struggle against it, it always brings you back to shore. You believe that?
Depends which way the currents are going.
Yeah. But like if you get caught in the rip, the rip always brings you around. You don't believe that?
Depends.
Uh-huh.
Depends where it's going.
You wouldn't trust your life to it. Like, for instance, if you...
For sure.
You would?
For sure.
You'd take a chance. Let it take you. You wouldn't fight it, huh?
I won't fight it because I know what it is, I like to know where it's going.
Yeah.
See that the next time I come back to the beach, I know where it goes,
next time.
And that's pretty heavy, man.
I guess.
Pretty heavy. The riptides is not too bad.
Uh-huh.
And undertows and all that,
Yeah.
I mean, my first current I can tell you about is the first, the fastest current I've seen there was about 60 miles.
Oh, really? Where's this?
60 miles. I would say not really, really.
Oh, yeah.
We dive there with tanks like that. 60 miles, we jump in the water, it goes like that.
Yeah.
Zing!
And this is below the surface, huh?
Below and above surface.
Oh, both. The current is running the whole way. It's not one of those currents like that running at a certain
that's,
depth.
That's heavy. Yeah, it's really, because the sand, you can tell by the boats too, when you get on the boat.
Uh-huh.
The boat fights, man. You can feel it,
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because it rushes.
Yeah.
The power of the boat.
Yeah.
It rushes when you're going. Ooh, you got it so loud.
Mm.
You're going, if you got a nice day, if everything is still, you can see the boat just slide right across the water,
Yeah.
It slides. But you're current pushing.
Mm.
You can feel the pressure pushing against the boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pushing against the boat. And you can hear the power of the boat pushing hard.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing real hard.
But that current doesn't come back. That pulls you straight out?
It depends where it goes.
The not really, really one.
Not really, really one. It goes direct. It's like, I would say, it goes direct straight to the west side.
Mm.
I would say south. Direct southwest.
Mm. Yeah.
Straight, in between.
Straight away from the shore. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
That's funny, man. What's the reason for that? Do you know what's the cause of that? Because I ain't heard of that kind of thing. When it goes out and doesn't come back.
Well, the only thing I know is that's nature, man. I cannot talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, we just flow with nature.
Yeah.
That's all it is, And the only thing is, it's up to you.
Yeah.
I guess. Flow with nature, because if you don't, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, true.
You're in trouble.
Wow. I guess. What do you think about the, suppose you could turn the clock back, say, 30, 40 years, would you do it?
If I turn the clock back to 30, 40 years, man, yeah. I wasn't even there.
No. I mean, to the life of the kind of life, supposing you could be, you would still be here. You wouldn't wipe yourself out, right? You'd still be here, but the world would be like it was, say, 30, 40 years ago.
34 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I can remember that. 34 years ago. It's righteous. It's so beautiful. Not now.
You think things changing for the worse?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's changed a lot, let me tell you. Because I know what to call, you know, like all the islands. I travel on the islands because I wanted to see the islands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's changed a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Especially Honolulu, because I used to live in Honolulu. You know.
When it was, how long ago was that?
Honolulu, I would say about 10, 11, 12 years.
Yeah.
You know, uh-huh. Maybe, I would say maybe 14 years.
Uh-huh.
Been in Honolulu.
No more freeway then, huh? No more freeway in Honolulu.
Nothing like that. Yeah. No. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Waikiki was Waikiki.
Yeah. You know a beach.
Yeah.
No,
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
There's no lie about that.
Mm. Two
ways. And there wasn't that much hotels today. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to Honolulu, it's it, man.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's all you see is buildings, jungle, you know, cement.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah.
So I come home here. This is my home now.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate what I see now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's going on now with the hotels and all that? It's minor.
Yeah.
It's small, you know what I mean? But it's going to develop.
Yeah, I know it is. But when you say you didn't appreciate it before, you mean when you were here first, you thought about the big outside world, you wanted to go away and see it, and now you've seen it, you feel you want to come back? Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, what I'm talking about when I say when I go away from, you know, see the outside world, because why I wanted to see it, you know.
Well, you're
white
curious.
People are here, you know what I mean? Like for her, like you, and everybody else, you know?
Yeah.
Me, I'm in Hawaiian. I'm here, you know. I'm here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm here in Hawaiian. So I go out there, I go see what's happening.
Yeah.
So when I see what's going on out on the outside world,
mm-hmm.
I say, oh wow, and one day I can see why all the people are coming here, see? They're getting away from all that bullshit.
Yeah,
that's far out, you know what I mean? I got no doubts about them.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But only thing is, when they come over here, they don't know how to act when you come to Hawaii, see? Hawaiians are Hawaiians, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And the Hawaiians that'll tell them, like, hey, no do this, no do that. And you go tell one Holly, like, you know, like he come from one city. He don't do this, don't do that. That guy, he come from a rough country.
Yeah.
Like he been pushed by a lot of people, you know. Like everybody was stomping on his head, like, you know.
Mm.
And he go over here and the Hawaiians gonna say, hey, bro, they don't do this, don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
See, he don't understand. See?
Yeah.
That's why he get his ass kicked, you know. So, you know, everybody say, hey, the Hawaiians, they hate the Hollies. No, it's not that they hate the Hollies.
Yeah.
The Hollies come here because they try to change the Hawaiians.
You see?
And they start changing the Hawaiians, you know, Canberra. You know what I mean? The Hawaiians got to be the Hawaiians.
Yeah.
So, that's what the Hawaiians get. They start kicking all these Hollies in the ass. Like, you know. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, they kick their ass, man. They
don't fool
around.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But that's the ass code if they're going to try and impose their thing on people. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But you see, as long as it is, you know, you know, we like everybody know, like, you know, we're not up to having all the Hollies. You know, let the Hollies know, you're going to come Hawaii, you got to understand Hawaii.
You're
going to read story about Hawaii, go exactly what the story tells you.
Mm-hmm.
If they exaggerate a little bit, find out about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
find out.
Yeah.
This flow of the people over here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To make friends over here,
you
know, anybody come here outside from the islands, you know, they come over here. The most important thing is know the people.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know the people, you don't know nothing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't know nothing.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So you have to meet the local guys here,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that they can tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say, baby, hey, I'm going to over the land over there. I'm going to say, like a special over there. I'm going over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You look at like a special. Ooh, what nice. I like to walk and I like grazing the place. So you go over there, you go grazing that place, then people don't like that.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not your place.
Yeah.
It's true. That's fair. Oh, that's fair.
Let's do a cup of coffee.
Ah. Oh, no, not for me. No, you drink it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you sure? Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, drink coffee, brother.
Sure.
Right. So?
Right. You in the forces, you say?
Hmm?
You in the army ever?
I was in the Navy.
Navy? Uh-huh. Where'd they send you?
Oh. Enough places that I don't like.
Yeah. You didn't like the Navy?
No. I don't like the Navy.
How'd they treat you?
As far as Uncle Sam is concerned, as far as clothing me and feeding me, it was right on.
He was okay from that point of view. But
other things,
no,
he wasn't. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. It's like everybody else, you know, went through the whole trip.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Feed you 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They clothe you, make sure you're okay, you're warm, you know, and all that stuff,
I know.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they was good about that.
Mm.
Other than that, doodles.
Mm.
For real, man. They doodles.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I like that Japanese chick. What was that Japanese chick you was with?
Mm. Oh, that's her. That's Carol Odo. She lives just down here. Her parents, they got the farm right next to here. You hadn't seen her before?
No, no.
She doesn't come over often. She lives on the mainland, but she's over here.
Oh, she's staying on the mainland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And she doesn't know how Wednesday. No wonder she doesn't know how to act. Yeah, she's a local girl, but no, man, you know, she doesn't know how to flow with the Hawaiians, but she never know how to flow, you know, I know.
Yeah. Wow.
She nice, though.
She's okay.
I know. Everything's all right,
man. Sure, man.
She's beautiful, man.
Well, that's everybody's opinion, not mine. Anyway.
You know what I mean? Beautiful.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean the soul?
Yeah.
She's had problems, haven't we all?
Oh, yeah, sure. Problems, we have them automatically. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Automatically we do.
Uh-huh.
So where are you from?
I'm from England.
England?
Yeah.
So what's your trip?
Well, does that make me... I want to ask you, by the way, does that make me a Howley if I'm from England? Do I have to be from the mainland? I'm still a Howley.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, where do I start being a Howley? Where's the Howley line drawn? Where do you stop being a Howley and start being something else?
I tell you, one guy called you brother.
Oh, that stops it. Yeah.
Because your Howley is on Howley, you know. Every time you see one Howley, is on Howley.
Sure.
So when the guy call you, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Then you're in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be on Howley, you're going to be on
so
Howley.
So it's, you think being a Howley is not something here, but something in here?
No.
Would you go so far as to say, no, you wouldn't say that either. Sorry, I'm trying to put words into your mouth.
No, it's not what you say that it is, you know what I mean?
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
A Howley is a Howley, man. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Because the Hawaiians over here, you know, the local people here, we vibe with the people.
Yeah.
You know, we flow.
Yeah.
You know, we easygoing people. We let them flow. We flow so much.
Yeah.
But the Hollies can take so much and eat them. They think, oh, wow, too much.
Yeah.
And then they get into it and they don't know how to act. You know, they just try to act like us guys.
Yeah, but they don't know.
No can, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we the originals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we go over there, we're going to tell them, hey, bro. We're going to do this today. We're going to color our pig. Let go color our pig. Color pig? Yeah. What the hell is we tell us guys, you know, like an earth oven.
Emo.
Bury it.
Yeah.
We're going to bury the pig.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to cook them on the ground like that. They don't know. You see? They don't know that kind. Be yourself. You look at me on Hawaii.
Yeah, sure.
I only one Howley can be on Hawaii. Yeah. I don't want no Howley, man. It's a good brother of mine, man.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta meet him.
Yeah.
You gotta meet that dude.
Oh, yeah?
So he's gonna tell you about Hawaiians.
Really?
He's not gonna lie to you, man. He's been there.
Yeah.
And that's one brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can color a pig. He can do everything. He can cook himself.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. We're only the Hawaiians, we just stand there. He asks us. Well, he says, speak pig, but I don't know how long it will take. You know, let me tell him. You got some umbrella, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to take about 5 hours. Maybe it's going to take 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
He go exact to our time, see?
Mm.
He go exact.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you learn, see? We teach him.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
He not in Hawaii, Ron.
Yeah. I know.
A good brother, then. He can handle. So he know. He knows everybody. He listen to people. He watch everybody. He know. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
You know. He says, "Don't fool yourself. You want to be in them,
go
all the way."
Mm-hmm.
Like you ever see that guy work? He run.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take the time. You got easy going people. He run. Mm-hmm. I want to go. Hold it, Ron.
Yeah.
All right. Take your time. Take your time. Get the whole time in the world.
Yeah.
But
it's true, there's not many people who can get that idea.
Sure. It's an easy going life, man. Really. Hawaii life, really. It's a good life.
Yeah.
If people know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the Hawaiians, you see, so they're not going to get with the holly chicks. Like, you know, the Hawaiians really dig the holly chicks.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But the only thing the holly chicks not going to get with the Hawaiians because the Hawaiians are real.
Mm.
You see, the chicks looking for security. Mm. I don't blame them in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how the Hawaiians are. They're flaw. Mm. They're flaw. These people, they're on the floor. They're uptight. You know?
Chicks, too.
No, I'm not pointing at you.
He wasn't saying the chicks. It's only the guys that are uptight.
You mean it's only the guys that are uptight. The chicks are not uptight.
No, they're bullshit, man. They're uptight. They're really
both
uptight.
Both of them.
Yeah, they're uptight. The Hawaiians just flaw. See, they can't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
This, you know.
Yeah.
Why should we spell on an island like this? maybe I remember how this chick says, I'll put one house on a hill over there.
Hmm.
Cut them out there flat and yeah, put one house. Huh? You not gonna like see that?
No.
You go tell them, no. That look nice over there. No. You go buy someplace else.
Yeah.
Then she get mad. No, I went there.
Yeah.
That's all, you know, I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, these holly chicks are all right, but they're cool. When they get, they want something, they want them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the holly dudes too, man.
Mm-hmm.
They want something, they want them. And they go all the way out to there, so they get all into all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they get themselves into a mess, it's so bad, it's unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's sick. Yeah, I don't believe in that, man.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
That's fine. That's great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, brother.
Okay, man.